Good morning, good morning. Oh man, I'm tired. I just finished doing an hour's worth of working out at the local park. Just playing basketball, shooting around, running up and down the court, and absolutely drenched in sweat. Oh, I'm tired. But I need to go get gas. So I'm going to do that momentarily. For the time being, though, I'm sitting in my car with the AC on. And it feels very nice because it is, I believe, in the, let's see what my watch says. It is 82 right now. The humidity is pretty high, though. It's about like near 60s. Which sucks, because as you guys have probably heard me complain over the last few, this last month, I am not a fan of humidity. Can't stand it. Absolutely am a hater. That being said, I was supposed to be doing a 5K run up this upcoming Friday. So I've been training for that. And I guess training or not training, I don't know. Because I run a 5K every other day, regardless, no matter what. But just kind of like having it in mind, knowing that I was going to be doing it at like a race, right? You know, it just kind of weighs a little bit heavier in my mind just to make sure that I'm running at the right speed, all that good stuff. So I signed up for this thing months ago. Around the time that I did my last 5K, which I think was in February. So I think maybe in March is when I signed up. And I got to drive to it. It's like 2 hours away, I think. Anyway, turns out they're having a little bit of flooding. So, like it rained last week and there was like minor flooding, but enough to cause an inconvenience. And it's kind of close to the area where they're going to be doing the, like the, I guess the track area where they're going to be doing the 5K. And I checked the weather and it's supposed to rain all week in that area. So I'm like, I don't know if I feel safe going to do that. Not that I'm in danger, but it's like, man, what if I get stuck out there? What if the roads get just, you know, really bad and then I just have to wait? And I'm like, that's like such a waste of a Friday. I'm also leaving work early that Friday to be able to go to do this 5K. So, since I do have to drive there. And it happens to be like an evening run, which I don't know if that's meant to make it cooler. I don't know. It seems like it's the hottest around that time. So, I have no idea. Anyway, yeah, that's what I've been up to recently. In terms of the Patreon and things that have been going on there, on the Discord, I had a little bit of a discussion on the live events, because I've been pushing myself to keep up with everything, with all the all of my script fills, the rambles, the buddies, that kind of stuff, the podcast. But some weeks, there's a little bit more work than usual. And it's because I work in advance, so I'll be doing script fills that I'm going to be posting like way down the line. And so a week, you know, like my work week, my Monday through Friday, after I get home from work is usually when I record. So there are weeks where I record every day of the week. And so by the time it hits the weekend, I'm kind of tired out. But usually the way it works is on Fridays, whenever I have a live event, I'm usually good to go. I usually am fine. But this last weekend, I was just out of it. I was so tired. That being said, I had a live script fill that I was supposed to do. And I ended up convening with the Discord server to be like, hey, what do you guys think? You know, is it okay if I kind of push this off down the line? And they were like, it's okay to just cancel it. Like, you don't need to like make it up. You can just do just next month, sorry. And I just felt so bad about that. I'm like, I don't want to cancel something. And a lot of people were like, you know, that I work hard and everything. And I've always been good. I don't usually cancel things at all. If anything, I just reschedule it and I try my best, right? And I really get the sentiment of people being like, hey, just, you know, be kind to yourself, take time for yourself. But the way how I think about it is like a lot of like the people who are probably like my most dedicated listeners, since they've been following me and listening to me for such a long time, you know, there is a buildup. There's a reputation that I have, right? And so I'm very thankful for them, and I appreciate that. And I know you guys are listening, so you guys are awesome. But what I'm always afraid is this. I'm not afraid of you guys, you know, like the more dedicated listener base, like getting, not going to say getting upset or anything like that whenever I change things up. But I'm always afraid that for the first time listener, for the person who just signed up for the Patreon, and they see the calendar, right? And they see what's supposed to be posted or what's going to be happening. And let's say they sign up for a certain tier. And maybe it's the highest tier, maybe it's the Discord tier. And the Discord tier is access to the Discord and also, you know, the live events. So I feel bad for that person who may be new to the community and who, you know, just might be wanting to get what they paid for. And for me, that I think is really, it weighs heavy on my shoulders, that responsibility. Because if I am, you know, charging money for something, then I want to be able to deliver it. And in the end, on that Discord server conversation, we basically had said this. The Discord server tier basically mentions you get 2 live events per month. And it's usually a script fill, and it's usually the movie night or some sort of like community event like that, right? But I had realized that the first week I had done a gameplay, like a little let's play of an adult visual novel called Comfort and Warmth. And so I did that on the Discord. And so that counted as one. And then the movie night got moved over because it was supposed to be on the weekend of the 5K, but because I'm not going to be in town for it, I had to reschedule it. So that's going to be for the following week. And so once I reasoned that out in my head, I felt much better. I'm like, okay, I may have to cancel this script fill thing, but it's okay because I did fulfill my obligation of 2 live events for the month. And I guess that's just, a little look-see inside my head of how important it is for me to fulfill the things that I have laid out of what I'm going to be posting and what I'm going to be sharing for people who have signed up for the Patreon. I feel like if maybe I had it as a guaranteed 1 live event and an optional live event, then yeah, that's a bit different, right? But the fact that I have it as 2 live events per month makes it so, hey, no, like if somebody pays for it, then they should get what they paid for, right? And of course, there's obviously situations and emergencies and things that come up that I think people would understand. But this was not really that. This was just like, I'm not going to say me being lazy. Because again, I was just going to be like, well, I'll just move it later down in the month, or I'll make it up somewhere. And that's just the whole thing, right? It's all like, I'm trying to find the best way to go about when I need to switch things up, and to help communicate that with my listeners, to understand that it's not because I'm trying to weasel out of it, or I'm just too tired and I don't want to do it. There's just this weight that I have on myself, this pressure I put on myself that nobody else has put on, to just simply do what I said I was going to do. I think I'm just someone who's always been very I'm very committed, I guess you could say, to what I say. So if I say something, I want to do it. I want to fulfill it. I want to follow through. Right? I don't want to just talk the talk. So I think that's what it was. And I hope that helps give a bit of a more understanding for those who, you know, who want me sometimes to slow down or whatever. And I enjoy being busy. I do. And when I need to take a break, I take a break. I've been taking a lot more breaks this year than I ever have, like the past, like last year or the year before. Although the first 2 years were probably not as busy because I wasn't doing as many side projects. Like, for instance, doing Magic Wave, doing like Magic Wave audios, or being more like marketing myself more, I guess you could say, like being more social on like Instagram or Blue Sky or even Twitch. I wasn't doing Twitch. So yeah, I guess that's where it comes in, where there's a little bit more weight on my shoulders because I'm doing a lot more. So if I do need to change up the Patreon to make it a little bit easier for myself, I think I'll reconsider it at the end of the year. So we're already halfway through the year. The good thing is I have a lot of it scheduled out, so I should be good to go with what I want to do. I need some ideas for like rambles. And I know everyone is so chill about it. That's the whole thing too that gets me, is that everyone is always so chill about like, hey, it doesn't need to be special. But I'm just like, I get so in my head of like when the microphone is recording and I can't really like lose myself unless there's something of a goal in mind. So for instance, when I do like a ramble fap, if I'm trying out a new toy, then it's usually pretty easy because it's usually my first time using the toy. So I'm able to stretch out that time and enjoy it in a more natural way. But if it's literally just like a ramble fap with nothing else involved, I'm like, I am the person who knows my body the most, right? I am the most intimate with my own sensations and feelings and all that good stuff. So I can make this last like nothing. And so it almost feels like I'm artificially padding it out just to make the audio longer, if that makes sense. Because, you know, as somebody with a penis, it doesn't take long to start and finish, right? Especially when there's, you know, nothing else involved. And so that's why I'm like, I'm always looking for ideas or new toys or something just to make it a little bit more interesting and to make it more genuine in terms of the sensations and trying new things. And with the soft rambles, that is kind of what I'm trying to do also, is bring it back to basics. But those audios are meant to be shorter too, so that's why they're not as long. But yeah, just wanted to give a little bit of a background into exactly why I do the things that I do, or how I do them. Get a little bit inside my brain, because believe it or not, there is a little bit of method to all of my madness. Despite the fact that I have earned the nickname Chaos Geek for how I just seem to be a ball of chaos no matter what I'm doing or what I'm playing or whatever, there is some sort of a plan that I am trying to follow. But anyway, I hope you guys have been enjoying everything that's being shared on the Patreon. Those of you who've been on the Discord, just enjoying each other. And that's one thing that I am still so like amazed at, is just having built this community and seeing the people who have fostered it. And it's like building the fire, but then me leaving the fire and knowing that other people are going to stoke the flames and that they're going to be there for not just me, but for each other. And that is so awesome. The Discord has been so great. So I just wanted to say thank you guys for making it what it is. And thank you to everybody else, for all the people who are, you know, part of all the other tiers. Because I'm not just trying to be thankful for those who subscribe a little bit higher. But I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for, you know, sticking with me, for listening to my 3 hour long podcast, for following me over on Twitch, for seeing what I'm up to on Instagram or Blue Sky, to just, you know, champion me into it. And even if it's not even championing me as a personality or a person, but at least enjoying the stuff that I put out there. Because when I first started, it's something that I've kind of noticed recently, is that when I first started, I gained a bit of a following because my content was a bit niche. And over time, I got more popular. And so I kind of had this feeling or this belief that the types of audios I was making were the things that people really wanted to hear. But then as more time has passed on, it seems as if things have maybe course corrected and my audios have felt more niche-like again. And so it's almost felt a little, I don't know, I'm not going to say a betrayal, but it almost feels like I kind of got confused for a second as to what people did want to listen to. And so the types of audios that I've been making don't usually hit super, super hard, like on Reddit or in other places, whether it be my voice, because I do see the types of voices that tend to be very popular in like this kind of, you know, not safe for work male voice space, where it is people who are a bit more deeper. I can't even do a deep voice, but it's like that, right? It's like they have an accent, or there's just this gravelly nature to them. And I'm like, I can't really do that. I feel like I can in certain situations. And obviously it helps a lot better when I'm recording on my own setup and I have a good script. But yeah, it's like when it's just me being me. Because I feel that's like a lot of my characters are just ordinary people. And obviously I think ordinary people are not everybody's cup of tea, right? Like a voice or a personality who is just the guy next door, just an ordinary person who you can feel safe with and talk to or just hang out with or just kind of like let your hair down with, right? And so that's why I say I thank you guys so much for giving me that space, for allowing me to inhabit this little corner of the internet, this little space where I feel I can excel in the things that I do and know that you guys are going to back me up and that you guys also forward me scripts or write scripts of your own for me to be able to voice and also share with the larger community. So again, I wanted to say thank you to each and every one who's been part of the Patreon for 1 month, for every month, for a few months, it doesn't matter, and doesn't matter what tier you guys are. Simply the best, and I appreciate you guys so much. So anyway, hope you guys are taking good care of each other. Hope you guys look forward to the upcoming releases for this week. They're going to be a fun bunch there. And then the following week, we got the original stuff. So we got the original script, which is going to be I can't remember what I named it. I don't know if it was Panty Thief or Panty Raid, but it's going to be underwear related. So you guys will just have to wait and see what that's about. And then, of course, we got the podcast. And I'm really excited to talk about that because I have a lot of things that I want to talk about in terms of movies and games that I've played. Stay tuned for that. But anyway, you guys have a great rest of your weekend or start to your week. And you will hear from me soon enough. Alrighty, take care. Bye now.